In this episode, you're going to get a little bit different definition, a lens through which you see the world that can change the game for you.
Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today, I've got a great guest for you and a special opportunity. This is a very special show, and I am just so excited to be able to share it with you. Our guest today is Scott Friedman, global keynote speaker, global speaking fellow. There are less than 40 of those in the world. He's the author of 5 books, including author of Celebrate, Lessons Learned from the World's Most Admired Organizations, and Celebration a Day, 365 Ways to a Happier, Healthier Workplace. And he is the co-founder and president CEO of Together We Can Change the World. This is an international NGO that serves women and children in Southeast Asia. Karen and I are very active part of and just so support and love the work you do. So you're going to hear more about that. Scott Friedman, welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul.
Hey, thanks. Great to be with you.
Yeah, we are truly international today. Where are you today?
Bangkok.
Bangkok. You're in Bangkok, Thailand, and I am in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. So we're in all parts of the world. Glad we could make this happen. Hey, listener, when we're talking about leadership, today we're going to be talking about leadership for you, but we're also going to be talking about leadership beyond ourselves. And so we'll start the first half of that conversation. Scott, you are a passionate. I mean, I've heard you speak so many times. You are so passionate about celebration. What do you mean by celebration? Let's just start there. We've mentioned it's a definition, it's a lens. Tell us more about that.
So it's celebration is really acknowledging all the good work that you do. It's the people that you do it with. It's the people that you do it for. It's when your to-do list becomes your done list.
We all celebrate that.
Yeah, exactly. It's celebrating the little and the big milestones along the way. So as we were just chatting about the, it really is an attitude. It's the lens through which we see our world. And if you can change your lens, you can change your life.
If you can change your lens, you can change your life. When you talk with leaders, I mean, you've worked organizations, associations, events. I mean, you've been talking about celebration and sharing this with leaders for a very long time. What comes to mind for you when you think about a leader or an organization who has changed their lens and some of the differences you've seen that make for people when they can really make that shift and start approaching their life and their work through that lens of celebration?
When you look at the leaders that do it well, it's all about honoring their people. It's turning that hierarchy upside down and how can we serve our employees better? Because as we've heard, happy employees create happy companies. So it's and happy customers. And so it really, it's about, you know, how do we honor, how do we create a workplace where we honor people's authentic selves? And so if we can find out what people's intrinsic motivators are, what really they're passionate about, and give them a little bit more of what's highest on their joy list, then they're going to come to work happier. They're going to know that we care about them, and then they're going to want to deliver more. So that's the best way to keep them engaged, I think.
I appreciate what you said there about that, knowing what it is that motivates individuals. I was with a client right before I came to Amsterdam. I was in Dallas, Texas, which worked to fly out from Dallas, but the doing a program there. And one of the participants came during a break and he was just asking me about the differences in people and how you lead different people differently. And part of it's exactly what you're talking about, is understanding who a person is and helping, speak to that. And I just think the leaders are students of humanity. Like, we know who people are, we know what's motivating.
You know, I think back to my longest employee, Nancy McGraw, worked for me for 25 years. And after 1 year of working together, we sat down and we said, okay, how can we better serve each other? And how can we better serve our clients? We came up with one idea that made all the difference in the world. It was to create each other's perfect world. So it was sitting down and say, okay, what is your perfect world? For me, my perfect world revolves around more joy, less hassle, which I think actually probably most of our perfect worlds do. But Nancy's perfect world revolved around her son, David. She has one child. The time David was young and at home and going to school. And so I knew that any time I could make life easier or that she could spend time with David and really celebrate their moments together, that I was going to be tapping into her perfect world. And that led to a lot of surprises over the years. And then when David went off to college, how much fun that we would have conniving and collaborating on Nancy's milestone birthdays, which surprise is a big part of celebration. And David and I did a wonderful job of surprising Nancy in many, many different ways. But that, you know, that leads to, you know, Nancy and I, we haven't worked together. Gosh, it's been over 10 years now, but we're still very close, close friends. And she still comes to our events and our little celebrations at my house doesn't even have to be at my house, anywhere. It's all because we built that bond creating each other's perfect world.
I love that. There's so many. We love, of course, on Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, we love the practical things that people can implement right away. And you just gave us a couple of them there. So that first is just your own personal perfect world, what you know you're going for, more joy, less hassle. And that occurs to me, like, what a powerful lens to say, okay, as I am doing my work, as I'm approaching the work that our team does, as I'm approaching the work our organization does, depending on our level of leadership, maybe that's a lens you want to borrow, is the more joy, less hassle lens. That's a great one. Scott's, but I think, Scott, you wouldn't mind if people use that one, would you?
Yeah, of course. Hey, that's what we're doing here, right?
We'll say free of charge, but maybe consider making a donation. Together we can change the world. We'll talk about that later. The other thing that you mentioned, though, I thought, and this is what a great practical takeaway is, Scott, what was the question that you asked Nancy? You said, how can I create
your perfect world?
How can I create your
life? How can this job better fit into your life? Everybody carries a heavy burden of some sort. And so it's figuring out what that burden is. If I know what your burden is, if I know what your passion is, if I know what's, you know, how to create a better world for you, then you're going to try to do the same for me, and we're going to have a better relationship.
And I love that question. If you think about, you know, listeners, you're thinking about your team and your organization, what would it look like if you were to ask each member of your team that question? Hey, how can I help create your perfect world here through the lens of this job and the work that we're doing? How can we do that for one another? How can we do that as a team, a department, an organization? That is transformative. And just imagine 6 months from now with some real targeted activity where you would be asking one another that question and pursuing that. And that is a beautiful question, Scott. I love that.
Well, thank you. I remember, gosh, I used to talk about years ago in my programs, but the PepsiCo, maybe two decades ago, it was and it still may be in place, but I haven't really done the research on it recently. But their managers would be, their performance would be, a big piece of it would be determined on how they created more work-life balance, in a sense, the perfect world for their employees. So that they were actually, you know, paid, rewarded by how they take care of their employees. So that obviously you have to know the answer to those questions in order to to deliver on them.
Yeah, and that's an important point. Is as we're thinking about our organizational structure, and for more senior leaders who are listening, as you think about these elements of how people are caring for their teams and doing all of those aspects of leadership, if it's not in your accountability and reporting structures and the things that you're holding people accountable for, if you talk a good game about people, but you only ever manage to the numbers, well, people know it actually matters. Like, and it's a both and. It's always, so how do you structurally do both? That's an important point. Love that. All right. Well, Scott, we're talking about celebration, and we are here as part of, listener, if you listen to other podcasts and you're listening in real time, this week is a week. It's called Podcast-thon, and it is thousands of podcasts all over the world who are supporting some of their favorite NGOs, charities, ways of giving back in the world. And I know that is just a vital, important part of your life. And to the extent where you started your own NGO. And so tell us more about this organization we call Together We Can Change the World. And Lister, I want you to hang in with me for a few minutes here, because the work that Scott and his team does is just tremendous. And I've personally been a part of that and seen it. And so hang with us for just a few minutes. I know you're going to learn more about this.
Thank you. So our mission is to empower and educate less fortunate children and women in Southeast Asia. And so we've been doing this since 2008. We do two speaker tours a year, which you've been on, I think, three now. Is that right?
That's right.
And those speaker tours, basically, we raise money in the countries we serve through our leadership conferences, one way, for the causes that we serve in that country. And the goal is to match the business community with the causes that we serve. And what we've learned really since 2008 is that the world probably, or Southeast Asia, doesn't need another orphanage. What they really need is sustainable skills so that they can break the cycle of poverty and really create better families and better communities. And so these days we build a lot of computer centers is really our probably our biggest focus, because that really is a, even if you don't have drinking water, which you have provided so much of over the years, you still, and you have an internet connection, you can still make good money and then go out and buy water. But I do want to acknowledge all the work that you have done. Yeah, you're amazing. I mean, in fact, talking about these computer centers, because of what you have done with your Winning Wells program, and you've almost raised close to $100,000 for all of the wells that you've built. If you look at, you're getting close to the number 200 times 500 per well. That's a heck of a lot of money. And because of the inspiring opportunity that you have provided families who really, I mean, that's a huge thing, not to have water. They can't have a vegetable garden. They, you know, they really have to spend time and money trying to figure out how to get that. So you change lives, give them a chance to live a much better life and improve the community, because all of a sudden everybody's coming to their house for water and so all kinds of good things. But because of that program, Manoj Menon, started a program just like that. So every new client he gets, so with you, every new client you get, you build them a well in their honor, which I think is wonderful. Manoj does that. He gives a computer to the next computer center that we're building every time he gets a new client.
Nice.
So that helps to fuel the computers at our different centers. And we're up to 10 now in different parts of Southeast Asia, and creating standardized curriculum. And so that's really, I think, the biggest bang for our buck is to be able to provide an education where a young lady or a young man can learn a Canva or CapCut or a Rivet or AutoCAD software, so that they can really support a family and
get some skills that help them, you know, and engage in a global economy and be able to serve and provide skills that are important and valuable in a marketplace, and immediately break that cycle of poverty that, you know, so many people can be in. Yeah. You know what, you spilled the beans here, Scott. I don't think in 360, 70 episodes, however many episodes we are of the show, I don't know that I've ever talked about the wells on the show.
Oh, really?
And so listeners are finding out something new here. Yeah. So for, and as Scott was saying, for every client that we bring on, assuming they're okay with it, yeah, we build a clean water well in Cambodia through Together We Can Change the World, in their honor. And so, yeah, we're approaching 200 wells here. We're nearly there. We're pushing. So maybe you're the next one if you're listening, going, hey, you know, I've been thinking about working with David. Maybe didn't know there was a clean water well in it for family too. So yeah,
we don't even like David. We don't like his work, but hey, if there's a clean water well involved, let's do this thing.
If they're still listening at this point, Scott, I think they can't dislike me anyway. But yeah. one of the things that I want to highlight here about Together We Can Change the World, and Scott, you alluded to this a little bit, is, you know, and you said that, you know, in Southeast Asia, they don't need another fill in the blank orphanage, whatever it is. Part of the reality is that there are so many people on the ground who are doing really good, meaningful work. And one of the things that I appreciate about Together and why I work with, I have a background in nonprofit work. And so I'm particularly sensitive to the fact that there are a lot of NGOs and organizations out there that sometimes do more harm than they do good. They create dependencies, or they come in and interfere with the natural way of flow of things, culture, and try to impose values and things. And Together has taken a very important, I think, stance, which is you work with people on the ground who know what they're doing, who are vetted, who are using best practices, who are, you know, not doing any, making any of those mistakes that we've talked about. And so they're doing super important work. They're doing it on the ground with local leaders and local leadership typically, which is really important to avoid some of the harms that nonprofits can cause if they're not careful. And so I want to flag that as something that Together has done a great job with, and one of the reasons that, yeah, that we so appreciate the partnership and being able to do that work is you're very careful about that, and not everybody is.
And 95% of the money we raise goes to our causes. So we have really no paid staff,
yeah,
except for one virtual assistant who makes under $10 an hour for her work, and she works about 20 hours a week. So that's it. I mean, so yeah, we're a working board, and we pull in a lot of volunteers. And
highly leveraged and highly motivated people who are all together. We can change the world. So let's just talk about that for a minute. Where'd this name come from? Together we can change the world. It means something.
You know, it's funny, when we first started, it was a friend of mine. We're doing a hike and just talking about doing good in the world, and came up with the concept of I can change the world, you know, because all of us can change the world. So for the first year or so, it was I can change the world. And then we realized that, wait a minute, you know, sure we can. I can change the world, but, you know, we're doing this together. I mean, let's invite people to do it, because so together, you and I, David, we can change the world. So,
and it's a, from a leadership perspective, going back to our listener here, there's to me, a thing about leadership and life and all of it, which is, there's a song that went on many of these tours and working with some of the young people and things. Your co-founder, Jana, and others will often lead us in, some music. And one of the songs that she wrote is, you know, I cannot do all the good the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do. And in the era we are in, it can often feel overwhelming, and leadership can feel overwhelming, because I can't. I mean, the reality is I can't change the whole world. You know, it's too big. It's too much. But together we can do, and the world needs all the good that I can do. And I love the source of inspiration and hope that you're about, and that Together is about, and that attitude behind it. What are you looking forward to next? I know you're always up to something.
So I'm actually here in Bangkok planning our July tour, and then have a speaking engagement next week as well. But we're on our way to the Philippines actually to start a tour next week. So we have 11 professional speakers and a few others that are coming with us to the Philippines, and we'll be in Manila and Cebu. So just putting the final touches on that tour, and you know, it's a, you know, as you said, I think the camaraderie and the community that gets involved in these tours, in my experience, in the 18 years, is that right? Now 19 years that we've been doing this. No, 18 years. That's right. We attract a speaker that wants to move from really success in their careers to significance. And it's just so nice to work with like-minded people. And when we're in a world of divisiveness right now, and all the heartache that we wake up to every day, to live in your own bubble or take time out to just focus on other people. I mean, the quickest way to get out of your own pain or out of the heartache of the world is to serve, is to, you know, what's the old saying? Fragrance clings to the hand that gives roses. We can't give without bringing a little bit more joy into our own lives. So it's a very selfish way of making ourselves feel better.
There's a line in one of the slides, almost a slogan, if you will, of Together We Can Change the World. And that is that the life you change may be your own. And that really, really is true. There's, Scott, I'd like you to maybe, as we get close to the end of our time here, tell us about ultimately, let's maybe focus on some of the young people that Together serves. And if you have worked with and served, and ultimately the organization has helped so many, but is there somebody, a story that stands out for you, or a young person, a young woman, a young man that that you've met in the course of your work that has left an impression on you? And I just like to personalize the work that Together does for our listener.
Thank you. One story that sticks out to me, a few different ones, but one from Siem Reap was, we had hired the superstar AutoCAD trainer from Autodesk that came to Cambodia. And at the end of the trip, we were to pay him $2,500. That was to cover all of his expenses, basically, for that trip. All of his time was donated, but that was just the expense part. And that was sponsored by some, we weren't paying that ourselves, but somebody was sponsoring that money. And at the end of the trip, he said, "You know what? Is it okay if I start a scholarship fund for a young lady named Sokhan Thia?" She was a 14-year-old young lady, orphan at one of our centers in Cambodia, who had taken to AutoCAD software and was using it as a design feature, and just, was doing great things. And so he wanted to make sure that the world did not go without seeing her talent. And so she is thriving now as a designer and making good money, some years later. And that's really the tragedy of growing up in a poverty or a cycle of poverty is you have these talented kids that don't have a chance to sing the song they came to sing. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of them. So the more we can give the opportunity, as Jana says, we can't, or the old starfish, or you can't save them all, but the ones that you do, I mean, it is so inspiring. It is so heartwarming. And I feel that when God gives us resources, that it's our responsibility to share those resources. And there's no better way to share it with people that that have those talents, that are good people and gracious and grateful, and give them a chance to live the life that they really want to live.
Well, thank you, Scott. As you are sharing her story, I'm thinking back to the one that stands out for me was when we went to Cambodia with you and got to visit some of the clean water wells that had been built, and talking to the grandmother for a family, and she was talking about her granddaughter who we were watching run around, scamper all over, and just full of energy as a four-year-old might be. And the grandmother was telling us how the difference that the water had made for her. She said that if you had seen this little girl 10 months earlier, that she was sick and going to the doctor every week, going to the doctor, I mean, that doesn't even begin to describe. It's this trek on muddy roads and right. things to try to get inadequate, like not anything remotely related to what most people listening to the show or would experience. And she said, but we've gone from those weekly doctor visits and just laying in illness all the time to you can look at her and there she is running around, and the difference that's made for her, and then economically for everybody, with the fruit they could grow and the chickens they could buy and the eggs they could sell, and just the difference that it's easy to make. So listener, if you're listening going, all right, you got me, I'm in, I want to help. How do we do that? Well, I want to encourage you to go to Together's website. So I'm going to give you some letters here, and this will also be in the show notes. TWCCTW. That's Together We Can Change the World. So that's the first letter of each of those. TWCCTW.org. And the donate button is real easy to find there. You can donate, and that will immediately make a difference, helping get some of these computers, some of the skill training that Scott's talking about, and to help make your difference in that part of the world. And if it's not Together, I still want to encourage you, make the difference wherever you can, because no, you can't change the entire world. You can't do all the good the world needs, but the world does need all the good that you can do. And They need your celebration. They need your asking your team, how can we make our perfect world? How can I help make your perfect world? How can we do that for one another? So many good takeaways here. Scott Friedman, Global Speaking Fellow, co-founder, president, CEO of Together We Can Change the World. Scott, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day here in Bangkok today to join us.
Real pleasure. And thanks for all the good you do in the world and the good you're doing through Together We Can Change the World.
It is truly our pleasure, and the life that that we change, it is definitely our own too, so there's no doubt about that. All right, Scott, thank you so much for being a guest and taking some of your time. Listener, encourage you, find those moments to celebrate. Find those ways for you and your team to make a difference for one another and for the world beyond you, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.